provide that fork to you as a premium.
Well, he didn't. Did he say that?
Well, he didn't say it, but I can see the glint in his eye. He'd be willing to let it go. I gave it to him, but he'd be willing to let it go for a gift of that magnitude. And then you can take that teaching tool home and share it with your family and friends.
Oh, man.
And that's absolutely true.
Hey, you know, I just measured it. It reaches 25 inches.
25, see?
A 25-inch fork.
Yeah.
You know, if I'd had this when I was a kid, I would have been as hungry as I was.
you could have had seconds.
But, you know, I think what David is getting at today, and it comes back to something that you've heard before. Sometimes it's like he mentioned, the man with the withered arm had to stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have to stretch our faith.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, when we think about what God is calling us to do, it requires us, as Paul said yesterday, to stretch a little higher, to reach a little higher, to stretch our faith, to step out in faith, to venture out a little further than we are able to do on our own. And sometimes, you know, this fork would certainly help you reach a little further than you could reach with a normal everyday fork. You know, and sometimes we need a little help. We need a little encouragement to stretch our faith, to reach a little beyond what we might be comfortable with. And so, you know, we are here today to just share with you the needs of this radio station, to share with you the possibility of your contributing to this ministry. And experience, maybe for the first time, is that man reached out for the first time and was able to stretch his arm forth, maybe for the first time in your life as a believer, to experience what God will do for you when you actually stretch forth your faith, step out in faith, and be obedient to what God is speaking to you in your heart today to do.
Amen.
Now, that might be giving to the station. It might be giving to your church. It might be walking across the street and sharing a word with a neighbor. It might be calling up an old friend and sharing the gospel story with them. It might be something of any other manner or avenue that God is speaking to your heart about. But if you will stretch forth your faith, step out in faith, I'm here to tell you that God will hold you up and do some great and mighty and wonderful things in your life that maybe he hasn't done before.
Amen.
Sharita from Fort Pierce calling in, giving a gift of $50. God bless you, Sharita. We thank you so much for giving today here at WCNO. And we're going to add that to our total, and that will take us up to a grand total of $133,215.
Amen.
And,
well on our way.
We're Amen. Well on our way. Amen. We went from needing $215 to get to the $133,000 to having $215 over. Because people gave a gift of 50 or 20 or 40 or 100 or whatever here this morning. So we're very grateful and thankful to the folks calling and giving here today. Stretch your faith with us today. Would you do that? 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And when you call and give today, we'll put a letter in the mail to you. Send it back.
Yes, that number is 888-221-8990.
You send it back?
Send it back. We do send it back.
When you can.
When you can.
Oh, yes, we do that too. Yes, we do send it back. I'm still thinking about the fork. trying to, just thinking about the hand of God extended as people give, how significant it is that the reach of an individual, maybe from a car, an office, from a home, maybe from a nursing home, maybe from a place of business, the reach that you have into other people's lives today to feed them, literally to minister to them, the grace of God is such a tremendous gift that will get passed on.
Amen.
As you make that call today. And
you know what I'm thinking this fort would be great for?
What?
If you're building a rat rod and you need an antenna for your radio. Have you seen these rat rods, what I'm talking about? You know, where people, they take a truck and a car and a tractor and they kind of build something together.
They marry them.
There's a guy riding around town here. He's got on the hood of his car, he's got an old cross saw blade just welded up on the hood. And, you know, neat old, you know, they call them rat rods. This would be a great antenna.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, you know, weld that on, you know, where the antenna gets broke off.
Mm, yeah.
You know, weld it on there. And,
Which way would you put up?
I don't know.
I think you'd have to have the fork up top.
You would. That's it.
Would expand your reception area.
That's it.
You could catch bugs with it.
But anyway, we're having a lot of fun here this morning. But seriously, friends, we need your help. We're $785 now away from the next $1,000. We have $61,785 that we need to raise between now and Friday at 6 p.m. There's no reason to wait till Friday at 6 p.m. We could get that done today. And if we reach our goal, we have a friend of the ministry here in the area that said, Tom, I know there's a lot of things here at the station that needs to be done, and he's already given to the station. He gave a matching funds the other day, a big matching funds to help out here at the station. And he said, if you can reach your goal by Friday or before, he says, I'll give you an additional $20,000 to take care of some of the other things that need to be done around the station. So that's a wonderful gift that we're also working for. We don't ask you for any more than we need to operate the station during our fundraising time. And I think that's why maybe some of the things that have been let go are, you know, like the shed out back or the computer system.
Sure.
Some of those things, there's just not been the resources there to do that.
It's called changing the oil.
That's right.
Yeah. You've got to do that.
That's right. You got to do that. You know, there's been times in the past when a need came up, you know, our backup generator went out and we had to raise some additional funds. We had a special fund raiser for that. And we raised the funding for that backup generator. And during this last hurricane season, there was a time that it came on and ran the station 3 or 4 days when all the power was out here. And so, you know, we only ask you for what we need. And that's why we're here today asking you to help us finish our goal of $195,000 in listener support. And that listener support is used to help continue this ministry to provide for the operational budget to make sure that we have the resources to pay the light bill and to pay the tower rent and to pay for the royalty fees and the insurance and those kind of things. We need your help today, and so we're asking you to call and make that pledge. Now, we're $785 away from that next $1,000 level. 8 o'clock is just around the corner, about 8 minutes away. And we're going to need some mighty men of God. We're going to need someone out there. Maybe you've been thinking, what can I do to help? Well, how about a one-time gift? Someone might want to give a one-time gift. Listen to me carefully. Someone out there may give a one-time gift of $785 to get us to that next $1,000 level before 8 o'clock this morning. Now, the reason I'm being bold this morning is that we are running out of time. I've been doing this for 28 years, and I know what happens is that people wait, and they wait, and they say, well, you're going to be here tomorrow. And then we wait. And what has happened over the years is that many times we get down to that last day, and people lose heart, and they think, well, they're out of time. They're never going to make it. It doesn't make a difference whether I call or not. And then we come up short. And we come up short. And I wonder, you know, I know how sometimes disappointed we are that we work for 2 weeks, we pour our hearts and lives into this ministry, and I know that, you know, how disappointed that we can be, but I wonder if God is disappointed that he's giving us an opportunity to do something and show the world that we truly believe in what we say. You know, my grandmother had that old saying, talk's cheap, Tom. Put your heart, put your money where your words are today. You know, do more than just talk about it. Show the world today that we, you know, we talk about serving a great God. We talk about our God is able. We talk about my God shall supply. And then we act like we don't trust him. You know? And so, friends, I'm asking you today, maybe there's someone out there, the Lord is speaking to you about a gift of $85. Maybe God is speaking to someone out there about giving a $700 gift. You know, I don't know what God is saying to you. I can only tell you that, you know, sometimes, you know, I know that God is speaking to my heart about something. And if I'm not careful, I might miss it. Mm-hmm. I might miss it. And so, friends, don't miss what God is saying to you today. Pick up that phone and call, and let's see what God will do today through all of us. It might be that today is the day that we reach our goal, and we can all praise God and celebrate. We'll get right back to our regular programming tomorrow if we reach our goal today. And so I'm waiting for that phone to ring, 888-221-8990. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now, Lord, that you touch the hearts of those that are listening. I pray that they would have ears to hear. I pray, Father God, that they would have a heart to receive what you alone are speaking to them today about their contribution to this radio station and what they can do and how they can help and how they can be a part of the solution to our financial need. Father, I commit it to your hands today. I ask, Father God, that you move upon the hearts of your people, that they would respond to your call today in Christ Jesus' name. And amen.
Amen.
And Father, we just leave it there and ask the people to call. 888-221-8990. And so we're going to get back to some music. Take us up to the top of the hour. 888-221-8990.
Dude!